You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks, in East Grand Forks. It's just about 20 till 11 on this Friday, October 6th. I'm Tyler Hergert, and we have Valley Talk today. And joining us is Darren Selzler from the Crookston Police Department. Darren, good morning. How's your Friday going?
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I can't complain. It's Friday. I see a little bit of sun. We have homecoming football this evening.
Coming up. It's not raining right now, right? Yeah. I'll take the cold weather, but the rain and cold weather together kind of get a little rough sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just a perfect autumn day.
It is. Looks like the forecast moving forward a little cooler, but no rain, so that's good for the sporting events and the beet harvest and everything in between. So it looks pretty good, yeah.
So, Darren, you have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to get to. So where would you like to start today?
Yeah, you know, I just thought today I would use something, just kind of talk about some different things we're doing, maybe some updates, some future community outreach programs and stuff like that. I didn't have a specific topic today. You know, sometimes depending on what time of year it is, we do a lot of safety materials and safety guidelines and kind of help through that. But today, yeah, I thought I would just start and talk about, so this month, October, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so what we've done at the Crookston Police Department is we've partnered again with the Crookston Community Health Services. And so throughout the month of October, we will be displaying purple ribbons on the front of our squad cars in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So this is for sure our second year. I'm trying to think possibly third year that we've partnered with Community Health and put those ribbons on the cars. You know, sometimes in the past, they used to have some like magnetic stickers. However, the last few years, we've been putting some ribbons on the front. So if you see those purple ribbons on the front of the cars, that's what it is. We're just supporting Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And, you know, the main purpose of Domestic Violence Awareness Month is to acknowledge domestic violence and kind of be voice of the domestic violence victims. You know, it's unfortunate, but domestic violence is prevalent in every community. You know, it affects people of all ages, race, sexual orientation, religion, and you know, there's several types of domestic violence. It can be physical, mental, verbal, you know, controlling behaviors, things like that. And a lot of times people that have been subject to domestic violence, you know, they struggle with this throughout their life. It can be a lifelong struggle for them. You know, it can include things as, you know, permanent physical injuries, you know, depression, mental health issues, and unfortunately suicide and death. So it's something we certainly take very serious. It's something at the police department that I wish we didn't have to, but unfortunately we do deal with quite often. So I really appreciate Community Health. Anna, the director over there, gets a hold of us every year. We meet up with her and some other staff, and they come down to the police department. They provide the ribbons. We do a nice photo moment. If you look at our Facebook page, you'll see that we did post that there on our Facebook page also. But again, I just really wanted to reiterate that, you know, domestic violence is real and it's a struggle. And, you know, unfortunately, it can also cross generations, kind of be a lifelong thing. You know, unfortunately, if that's the environment you're raised in, sometimes those behaviors follow through to adulthood. So we just want you to know that you don't have to cope with it alone. There's help. We're here to help. So is Community Health Services. And so if you know someone or you are personally struggling with domestic violence, there's several ways that you can seek help. One is the 24-hour crisis line, which is ran through Community Health Services. And that's a free service. And everything or anything you do on there is confidential. So whether you're calling to report somebody else or yourself, it's a free service. And that number, and again, it's easy to find, but it's 1-800-342-7756. And that's a 24-hour crisis line that's fully confidential. And of course, you could report it to the police department or social services or something along that lines too. So yeah, I think this year, about this time last year, also in October, I had mentioned on Valley Talk that we're doing it. And again, we're just proud to be partnering with them and do that. So I know we get a few questions every once in a while, what are the purple ribbons for in the front of the car? So yeah.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, domestic violence isn't just physical, because I think that's kind of the perception, but it's a lot deeper than that. And so it's something that, as you mentioned as well, something that might seem normal because of the environment that people have grown up in, right? It actually can be under that category of domestic violence.
Absolutely. You know, and like you said, it can kind of just, unfortunately, if you grew up in that environment, kind of becomes a way of life, right? And that's just how you maybe communicate or treat others or however that looks. And, You know, I don't have any statistics to intelligently back this up, but I would probably argue that it's probably more verbal than physical, you know, kind of that controlling behaviors. And, you know, like I said, we see it quite frequently throughout the city of Crookston, and, you know, like everything, we take it very serious. And we're just very lucky here in a community that we have multiple resources that we can use to help someone in need. You know, community health is one. We also have Polk County Victim Services, social services. So we could take you out of that environment, you know, place you in a protected environment, you know, if that's the need, or other services, whether it's medical, psychological, mental health, however that is. So we're very fortunate that it just takes that phone call, that initial step to report it. And we have multiple services and people ready to help if you need it. So yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess the other thing too, I know we just scheduled another meeting about it, is the Crookston, the Police Department Community Halloween event. I just thought I'd briefly touch about it today. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know we're gonna talk about it again later in the month closer to Halloween. But this year again, the Crookston Police Department has partnered with the Crookston High School Leo Club, which is ran by Linda Morgan. And we're having our annual community Halloween event again this year. It'll be our 36th year that we've been having an event. And what we've done the last couple of years, so traditionally in the past, we have rented the Crookston Armory. And we have set up on kind of the gym side of it. We set up a lot of games where kids could come play. And we gave hot dogs and popcorn and some treats out to eat. And then they'd play some games and return for some candy. Then we had a spook house in the back room, and it was a really nice event. When COVID hit, obviously, we couldn't have that many people together in the same room. So, you know, Linda, the director of the Leo Club, she reached out to me, and she had a great idea and said, why don't we do a drive-through event? That way, you know, we can still continue the tradition and not so much that face-to-face contact. So we've been doing that about the last 3 years, and honestly, we've had a really good success with that. So I'm not saying we're not going to go back to the traditional Halloween party, but this year we've just decided we're going to do that drive-through event again. So basically what that looks like is, you know, we're going to have it hosted at the high school in the west or front parking lot. So if you pull in, kind of drive around that little cul-de-sac area there, we'll be out there where the Leo Club members will be out there, some members of the Crookston Police Department. And all you need to do is pull up, and any trick-or-treater or kid in the car will give them a bag of candy with a bunch of safety materials. So we have little knick-knack treats in there, bracelets and pencils and crayons and some color books, and like the safety materials that we put in there, they're a really nice addition to the candy, just, you know, to kind of promote safety, whether it be, you know, from it can be domestic violence to internet safety to whatever that looks like. So we'll have random amounts of safety materials in there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. I think I've been coordinating the Halloween party for about 15 years probably with Linda Morgan. I want to say at least the last 8, if not longer. Hopefully she doesn't yell at me if I get those dates wrong. But her and I have been doing it together, hosting the Halloween party together for a long time. So it's really worked out. And we couldn't do it without the Leo Club. You know, we get some local donations from the community to help support the financial burden of that, and then Linda reaches out to her Leo Club members, and they sign up and they help with the Halloween party. And then immediately after the drive-through event, Linda and her Leo Club members, it's also what we do is it's for the food drive. So what we ask is if you show up and just bring any unperishable like canned item or something, people donate the food and you get a bag of candy in return. And then Linda and her group go out in the community and they knock on doors asking for non-perishable food items. So that's kind of what it is. It's the food drive at the end of the day, what we do, and all the food that we collect, and we'll get up to like 1,500 pounds of food. And that is donated to the food shelf at the Care and Share every year. So kind of throughout the night as we're filling cars, as people are bringing their donation, because everything's free. You don't have to pay to come and do that. We just ask that you bring, like I said, a non-perishable food item, donate to some food, and then throughout the night we bring Rubbermaid tubs full of food down to the Care and Share. So it's a really good community event, and Linda, we couldn't do it without her and her crew. They're just amazing how they put everything together and how it comes together. So yeah, and we'll talk more about that later in the month, but I just wanted to kind of promote that a little bit. So that's actually on Halloween night, October 31st, in the west parking lot again at the high school. That'd be from 5 to 7 p.m. So Yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be a good time also.
And we'll be having you on Valley Talk on the 26th to talk about that.
Perfect. So I'm going to bring Linda on the 26th. I'll let her kind of take charge of that day and make her talk a little more than I'm used to. And anyway, but yeah, so no, I just wanted to at least kind of promote that a little bit to let everybody know what's coming. And we send flyers home with all the usually like sixth grade and under, that kind of age group. We'll send flyers home with all the kids, so they get them with the parents. We'll do some more media release, and we'll put it on the community calendar on Valley Talk and different things coming up. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so once again, the 26th is when we'll have a lot more information. We'll go a lot more specific into that, but it's always good to kind of plant the seed in people's minds.
It's coming sooner than later, that's for sure. You turn around the corner, and we'll be standing on the front steps of the high school handing out candy, that's for sure.
Do you guys dress up for that?
You know, the kids do. Yeah. We don't. We typically will wear our uniforms just to kind of promote that. Mm-hmm. But, the Leo Club members, they all dress up and put on their Halloween costumes. And so it's a good time. It's a good event, that's for sure. We just, again, hope we don't have the rain or weather to go with it. We've had a few years where we've stood out there and it's been misting and sprinkling a little bit. So I'll take the cold, but like I said before, as long as there's not rain to go with it, so that's for sure.
Yeah, any sort of precipitation can
really kind of for sure, absolutely, kind of dampers the mood a little bit for sure. So, I don't have a lot more to talk about. The last thing I guess I thought, and then I don't know if you got any other topics you want to bring at me, but I wouldn't even know, more than 20 years for sure, probably way longer than that. However, we have. Crookston Police Department has been a member and partnered with the National Child Safety Council. And what that is the National Child Safety Council is the oldest, largest nonprofit organization, and they're dedicated to providing safety materials for children throughout the United States. And they've also recently, in the last few years, expanded to safety materials to adults and also seniors. We've worked closely with the National Child Safety Council for many, many years, like I said, to provide child and drug safety materials for children preschool age and older. And again, that also expands up into, you know, adults and seniors. But our main premise, our main focus, I will say, is that preschool age or older. And, you know, kind of just the segue into that is, again, when I was talking about the Halloween party, all those safety materials and everything, that's how we obtain these through the National Child Safety Council. And how that works or how that looks is, we in partnership with the National Child Safety Council, we send out donation letters to our local community, and we ask for donations to support that program, because without their support, it just wouldn't be possible. And I couldn't even tell you how many safety materials there are that we provide the community, and they're just a great wealth of resources. You know, we use them for all our community outreach programs. Such as like Night to Unite, the Halloween party, Safety Town, different things like that. And again, they have the bracelets and the pencils and crayons, and you know, everything is age appropriate. You know, if it's preschool, there are color books, that there's also some good educational materials in there. From internet safety to, you know, scamming is a big thing among seniors and different things, unfortunately. So we have a lot of materials about that. So when we're out doing some community outreach or public education, it's really nice to have a bag full of that stuff to come with us, where they can take that home and read about that after the fact. So again, some of the local businesses and community members are going to start seeing, if they're not already seeing them, but start seeing some of the donation letters that we sent out in partnership with the National Child Safety Council. And you know, I just wanted one to let them know that it's coming, you know, to thank them in advance and thank them for their support. And again, without the local donation, I know we ask, not only us at the police department, but everybody asks a lot from our community, and they always step up and respond. And that's another reason why I love this community so much, is anytime that somebody needs some help, whether that's, you know, monetary or in-kind donations or whatever that looks like, our community always steps up and just answers the call. So We try not to solicit the community too much, but, you know, it's just unfortunate that we have to do that at times to kind of support these programs. But, you know, the National Child Safety Council, it's all nonprofit. Everything's 100% tax donations. You'll receive a tax donation letter when you do, or if you do donate to it. So, it's a really good program. And I just, again, want to let everybody know that without their help, we wouldn't be able to do that, provide these materials, which are just invaluable to us and resources that we have. So.
Is there a place that people can visit, either online or just call, get some more information on the National Child Safety Council and figure out more about how to donate and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, so they obviously have the websites where you could go on there and kind of see or read a little bit more about who they are and what they are. You know, it's a national program, but, you know, we are local group, if you want to call. So, yeah, if you're interested, you could just reach out to us at the police department, and we could help you with any of those donations. And like I said, we send out letters, and this is something we've been doing for many, many, many years in the community, but I just thought it'd be a good opportunity to let everybody know that we are asking for some donations, again, to help support that program. And again, we use these, you know, the badge and the stickers and different things that we give away to the kids and the things that they love. And you know, if you see us sometimes at some of our events where we have Safety Pup or McGruff costumes, that's where we get all those materials through the National Child Safety Council. So it's a really great program. Prior Chief of Police of Crookston, Tim Motherway, who was Chief of Police in Crookston for at least 12 years, had a lifelong career as a police officer in Crookston. He now is our local representative for that. So he has retired from law enforcement. He's doing this full time now. And so it's nice to have those connections that there is a tie to Crookston with the prior Chief Motherway. And he's a regional rep of multiple states. But again, Crookston is still one of his areas that he covers. So it's really nice to always make connections with him and talk to him and know that it is a local effort. Although the program is national, it's a local effort here in the city of Crookston that we work on. So, yeah.
We're talking with Darren Selzler of the Crookston Police Department. We have a couple minutes left, Darren. I think it's really worth talking about again Domestic Violence Awareness Month throughout October, what you guys are doing to raise awareness, and most importantly, where people can reach out to get some help.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Again, like I said earlier, you know, we partnered with Crookston Community Health Services in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And again, if you or someone else you know is suffering or has been a victim of domestic violence, couple ways, obviously, probably the easiest, and I think the where people feel sometimes most comfortable, is calling the 24-hour crisis line. And you'll speak to a domestic violence professional that's trained in those areas and can really help and provide services that are needed. And the 24-hour crisis line is 1-800-342-7756. And of course, you could also reach out to us at the police department or through social services or something like that, wherever you would feel comfortable opening up with somebody and talking about that. But again, there is a long list of services through community health and the police department that we can offer that person. And it might be just removing them from a bad environment or whatever that looks like and providing those services. So we have that access. And I just, again, you know, we really appreciate that community health partners with us and they gave us the ribbons on the cars to display that. And again, it's something we take very serious and want to just make sure that we're let the community know we're here for help if they need us. That's for sure.
And domestic violence, again, is more than just physical, too.
It is. Yeah. Like you said, you know, it's a mental piece. There's a verbal piece, you know, a lot of controlling. So, I mean, it can have lifelong effects, you know, whether that's even just, you know, mental health issues, depression, or, you know, some other physical ailment. So, yeah, it definitely can be a lifelong thing. So we want to make sure that, you know, it's not your fault, right? You don't deserve to be treated that way. And if you are being treated that way, please let us know or somebody that you trust, and we'll help you with it. That's for sure.
Yeah, if you don't want to stop by the Crookston Police Department, again, that phone number, 1-800-342-7756, and it's a 24-hour hotline, and it's anonymous, too.
Everything's anonymous, correct. Yep, absolutely. So that's, I think sometimes people feel more comfortable maybe talking that way over the phone than sometimes in person, that's for sure. Yep.
Well, Darren, thank you very much for joining us on this Friday. We hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend. We look forward to speaking to you on the 26th about the Halloween event coming up.
All right. Again, thanks for having me. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. So that was our Valley Talk with Darren Selzler of the Crookston Police Department.